SOXSENSE rear headquarters is at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, and their forward headquarters is in the Persian Gulf country of Qatar. Major General Cleveland describes the role SOXSENSE plays in the over 20 countries within the CENTCOM area of responsibility.
Special Operations Command Central has operational control of the Special Operations Theater Special Operations Forces that operate in the CENTCOM area of operations, which is the Middle East and Southwest Asia. So from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia to Lebanon.
Cleveland presided over the groundbreaking ceremony.
This is, in fact, the site of what will be the new headquarters, we hope, in about 2 short years. Is that about right? 2 years? How about 18 months? 1 year? Can you do that? Okay, 18 months. There we go. You heard it here. Okay. It marks a new beginning in a command that, frankly, is finding itself increasingly at the forefront of our CENTCOM efforts in the Middle East and in Southwest Asia. Ours is the task of fighting and winning on the human domain, or in the human domain, which, like land, sea, air, and space, requires units and headquarters that are specifically designed for the task.
Cleveland said the new base will meet SOXSENSE's latest technological needs, moving the forces out of an old bunker.
SOXSENSE will be moving into a new facility here on MacDill. We've been here basically since our inception in 1985. We've been operating from an old SAC facility down at the end of the runway. The mission has obviously grown. We've eclipsed what space we have down there. Technology has also moved on a bit. And it's time, instead of modifying the old building and trying to add on to it, it was time to build a new one. And so that's what we're doing here. At a cost of about $17.3 million, they're going to build us a new facility.
Lieutenant Colonel Holly Silkman says that a wide range of personnel work in special operations.
SOXSENSE itself is about 700 people, but we have operational control, which means our commanding general has operational control of all of the special operations forces in the CENTCOM theater of operations, which is about 7,000 to 8,000 people. And he is a 2-star Army general. He's a Green Beret special forces officer. And under his command are all services and civilians. So you're looking at Army Green Berets, Army Civil Affairs, Army Psychological Operations, your Air Force Special Tactics, Special Pilots, your Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Special Operations Troops, and really a whole host of support personnel.
According to Silkman, SOXSENSE troops are engaged in numerous activities, including in 2 countries the U.S. is occupying.
And the CENTCOM area of operations is everything from Pakistan to Jordan, down to Yemen, and then, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan. Our main mission is to partner with indigenous forces. So, for example, in Afghanistan, we have a tremendous enduring partnership with the Afghan Commandos. And they are all Afghan soldiers from various tribes in Afghanistan. They've all been assimilated and all work together, all brothers in arms. And primarily our mission is to advise and train with those forces. Do the same thing in Iraq.
President Barack Obama is currently considering a request from the commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan for a troop increase in that country of up to 40,000 or even as high as 80,000. Construction of the new SOXSENSE headquarters will take approximately 18 months. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.